Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ma'abar by Avraham Golder and today Masech HaZvachim Daf Yadal. The first parak, Kol HaZvachim. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipporah, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleima. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that although Rabbi Shimon holds that Shelo Lishma intent during halacha does not disqualify korbanos, Modi Rabbi Shimon b'halachas chatos apnimios, Rabbi Shimon concedes regarding bringing blood of the inner chatos that machshava posels b'hu, intention for a different carbon invalidates them because halacha is unavoidable for this carbon since it is shechted in the azara and its blood is applied in the heichel. The Gemara objects, Rabbi Shimon holds, that one is not chai for pigal intention for any carbon whose blood is not applied on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, and presumably the same applies to Shelo Lishma. The Gemara answers that although Achatas Pinimis cannot become pigal to obligate kars for eating it, the carbon is still possible based on a Kal Vachomer. If intent Shelo Lishma, which does not invalidate a Shlamim, invalidates a Chatas, then intent for Chutz L'Zmano, which invalidates a Shlamim, certainly should invalidate any Chatas. However, since intent Shelo Lishma does not incur Karis, we cannot drive Karis from Chatos HaPnimios from this Kal Vachomer. Point number two, Rav Chis was asked, Halacha Bazar Mahu, what is the Halacha if the bringing of the blood was done by a non-Kohen? He answered that it's valid bringing support from a pasuk which says they shechted the Pesach, and the Kohanim threw the blood miyadam from their hands, meaning the hands of those who shechted. Since a zar can shecht, this implies that zarim can also do halacha. However, this is refuted from a brisa which explicitly invalidates halacha performed by a zar. The pasuk explained, David Maizitzaba, the zar only did the act of a pillar, meaning he stood in place while holding the blood without bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. Rabban Rav Yosef said that this question is subject to the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabban. According to Rabbi Shimon, that halacha is not considered an avoda, since it can be avoided, then halacha of a zar would not disqualify. Later, the Gemara objects that bringing the emurim to the Mizbeach, which is not critical for kapara, must still be performed by a kohen. The Gemara suggests that this is a specific gezeiras hakasam, but objects that a kal vachomer dictates that the same should apply to halacha, which is essential. Indeed, Rabbi Elazar said that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that halacha bazar is pasul. And point number three, Rabban Rav Yosef had said that according to the Rabban, that even avoidable avodos are considered an avoda, then halacha bazar would be pasul. Abai asked them that shechita is unavoidable, yet it's still valid when performed by a zar. They answered, shechita lav avodihi. Shechita is not considered an avoda. Rashi explains that since all people disqualifying from other avodas may perform shechita, and Tosos adds, a kohen is never required for any shechita, it is apparently not a significant avoda. The Gemara objects that Rav disqualifies a shechita of the paraduma by a zar. It answers that paraduma is different because it is kadshei bedek habayis, meaning monetary kedusha, and has no avoda at all. Rather, its disqualification of zarim must be a unique gezeiras hakasav. The Gemara objects that if a zar disqualifies the shechita of kadshei bedek habayis, certainly he should disqualify the shechita of true karbanos. Rav Shishi Brein Rav Idi explained that this is similar to maros nagaim, appearances of tsaras afflictions, whose examination is certainly not an avoda, yet requires a kohen. So once again, the three points are number one, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that although Rabbi Shimon holds that Shelo Lishma intent during halacha does not disqualify karbanas, mod Rabbi Shimon b'halachas chatos apnimios, Rabbi Shimon concedes regarding bringing blood of the inner chatos that machsheva posels, but intention for a different carbon invalidates him because halacha is unavoidable for this carbon since it's shecht in the azara and its blood is applied in the heichel. The Gemara objects, Rabbi Shimon holds, that one is not chai for pigal intention for any carbon whose blood is not applied on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, and presumably the same applies to Shelo Lishma. The Gemara answers that although Achatas Pinimis cannot become pigal to obligate kars for eating it, the carbon is still possible based on a Kal Vachomer. If intent Shelo Lishma, which does not invalidate a Shlamim, invalidates a Chatas, then intent for Chutz L'Zmano, which invalidates a Shlamim, certainly should invalidate any Chatas. However, since intent Shelo Lishma does not incur Karis, we cannot drive Karis from Chatos HaPnimios from this Kal Vachomer. Point number two, Rav Chis was asked, Halacha Bazar Mahu, what is the Halacha if the bringing of the blood was done by a non-Kohen? He answered that it's valid bringing support from a pasuk which says they shechted the Pesach, and the Kohanim threw the blood miyadam from their hands, meaning the hands of those who shechted. Since a zar can shecht, this implies that zarim can also do halacha. However, this is refuted from a brisa which explicitly invalidates halacha performed by a zar. The pasuk explained, David ma'aseh itzba, the Zohar only did the act of a pillar, meaning he stood in place while holding the blood without bringing it closer to the Mizbech. Rabbi and Rav Yosef said that this question is subject to the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabban. According to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is not considered an avoda, since it can be avoided, then halacha of a Zohar would not disqualify. Later, the Gemara objects that bringing the Emurim to the Mizbech, which is not critical for Kapara, must still be performed by a Kohen. The Gemara suggests that this is a specific Gezeiras HaKasam, but objects that a Kal Vachomer dictates that the same should apply to Halacha, which is essential. Indeed, Rabbi Elazar said that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that Halacha Bazar is Pasul. And point number three, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef had said that according to the Rabban, that even avoidable avodos are considered an avoda, then Halacha Bazar would be Pasul. Abai asked them that Shechita is unavoidable, yet it's still valid when performed by a Zar. They answered, Shechita lav avodihi. Shechita is not considered an avoda. Rashi explains that since all people disqualifying from other avodas may perform Shechita, and Tosos adds, a kohen is never required for any Shechita, it is apparently not a significant avoda. The Gemara objects that Rav disqualifies a Shechita of the Paraduma by a Zar. It answers that Paraduma is different because it is Kadshei Bedek HaBayis, meaning monetary Kedusha, and has no Avoda at all. Rather, its disqualification of Zarim must be a unique Gezeiras HaKasav. The Gemara objects that if a Zar disqualifies the Shechita of Kadshei Bedek HaBayis, certainly he should disqualify the Shechita of True Karbanos. Rav Shishi Brein Rav Idi explained that this is similar to Maros Nagaim, appearances of Tsaras afflictions, whose examination is certainly not an Avoda, yet requires a Kohen. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yadalet, and our standard siman is a yad, a hand, and we often use a juggler in the siman, a juggler. So here goes. The kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas pnimis, shelo l'shma, which was posel the carbon, had told the zar that he couldn't do halacha, and had him shech the carbon instead, since shechita lav avodahi. Once again, slow motion. The kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler. Juggler? That must be on daf. Yadalit, yad, hand, juggler. The kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas pnimis, shelo l'shma, which was posel the carbon. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that although Rabbi Shimon holds that shelo l'shma intent during halacha does not disqualify karbanas, modi Rabbi Shimon b'halachas chatos apnimios, Rabbi Shimon concedes regarding bringing blood of the interchatos that machsheva posels bahu, intention for a different carbon, invalidates him because halacha is unavoidable for this carbon since it's shechted in the azara and its blood is applied in the heichal. So the kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha b'chatas pnimi shelo l'shma, which was posel the carbon, had told the zar that he couldn't do halacha, which reminds us, Rav Chista was asked, halacha bazar mahu, what is the halacha if the bringing the blood was done by a non-kohen? He answered that it's valid bringing support from a pasuk which says, they shechted the Pesach and the kohanim threw the blood miyadam from their hands, meaning the hands of those who shechted. Since a zar can shecht, this implies that zarim can also do halacha. However, this is refuted from a brisa which explicitly invalidates halacha performed by a zar. The pasuk explained, David ma'aseh itzba, the zar only did the act of a pillar, meaning he stood in place while holding the blood without bringing it closer to the mizbeach. So the kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas pnimis shelo l'shma, which was posel the carbon, had told the zar that he couldn't do halacha, and had him shech the carbon instead, since shechita lav avodahi, which reminds us, Rabban Rav Yosef had said that according to the Rabban, that even avoidable avodas are considered an avoda, then halacha bazar would be pasul. Abai asked them that shechita is unavoidable, yet it is still valid when performed by a zar. They answered, Shechita lav avodahi. Shechita is not considered an avoda. Rashi explains that since all people disqualified from other avodos may perform Shechita, and Tosos adds, a kohen is never required for any Shechita, it's apparently not a significant avoda. So once again, the kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas pnimis shelo l'shma, which was posel the carbon, had told the zar that he couldn't do halacha, and had him shech the carbon instead, since shechita lav avodahi. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara, daf yud. So the simmer daf yud is a minion of yidden. So here goes. At the annual minion of yidden, that must be more on daf yud. At the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechit Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon, which reminds us on the previous daf Amoraim discuss Shechat Lashma Lizrok Dama Shelo Lashma. If one shechted a chatas for its own sake, with the intent to throw its blood, not for its own sake, Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is possible because Machashim Ma'avoda Avoda, one is able to have intent from one Avoda to another Avoda. He holds we derive from Pigo, where a carbon shechted with the intent to do Zrika the next day immediately becomes Pigo. Reish Lakish says the carbon remains valid because his intent during one Avoda about another does not impact the carbon. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechita Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon. While the rabbi brought an ashim, which he said was posel, it brought Shelo Lashma since it atones for sins, like a chattas, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that just as a chattas, which comes to atones for sins, is pasul when shechted shelo lishma, so is an ashim, which also comes to atone for sins. Rabbi Eliezer explains that the pasuk says, kachattas ka ashim, as the chattas, so the ashim. This hekesh teaches that just as the chattas is pasul when it's offered shelo lishma, so to an ashim is pasul when it's offered shelo lishma. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechita Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel, the carbon. While the rabbi brought an ashim, which he said was posel, it brought Shelo Lashma since it atones for sins, like a chattas, and stood below the Chutta Sikra on a model Mizbeach, where its blood is thrown, unlike a chattas, whose blood is thrown above it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that the blood of an Ashim is not applied to Lamala. The Gemara darshans Hakona Mechata Osa. The Kohen throws it, referring to the blood, teaching Osa Dama Lama. It, referring to the Chattas' blood, is applied above. Vein Dama Shal Acher Lama, but the blood of another carbon is not applied above. Daf Yud Alf. So the Simmer Daf Yud Alf is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen who took blood from a chattas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl. Star-shaped bowl? That must be on Daf Yud Aleph. Stars. The Kohen who took blood from a chattas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it pasul, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says, called Dam Sheniknasu Heichel Chaper Psulim. All karbanos whose blood entered the Heichel are invalid. The Chami say this only applies to a chattas, and Rabbi Yezer says it applies to an Ashim as well, based on the hekesh he makes between a chattas and an Ashim. So the Kohen took blood from a chattas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it pasul. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattas and one like an ashim, which reminds us, a pasuk says that a mincha is kachattas u'ka'ashim, like a chattas and like an ashim. Rabbi Shimon interprets this to teach that one type of mincha is like a chattas and another is like an ashim. A mincha's chota, a sinner's mincha, is like a chattas. Therefore, if the kemitza was performed shelo lishma, it's invalid. A minchas nedava, a donated mincha, is like an ashim, and so remains valid even if its kemitza was shelo lishma. So the Kohen took blood from a chattas into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it pasul. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattas and one like an ashim, through little stars of the Kohen shechting a Pesach shelo lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach, because Ben Becerra holds, it is pasul, which reminds us, Ben Becerra holds even a Pesach Shelo Shmo on the morning of Erev Pesach is pasul. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. While some of the 12 brothers, that must move around Daf Yud Beis. While some of the 12 brothers designate a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuzer Zman, which reminds us, even if a carbon Pesach was designated the night before Laila Ein Mechuzer Zman, a designation at night, when it would be fit the next day, is not considered premature because a drush implies that an animal designated on its eighth night is valid, although it cannot be sacrificed until its eighth day. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuzer Zman, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said about an animal owned by partners, that if one partner was makdish his half, and then purchased the other half and was makdish it as well, kedusha ve'en akreva, it is hektish but cannot be brought as a carbon, since when its first half was designated, it was not fit for sacrifice. Three principles emerge from this ruling. Number one, Balei Chaim Nidchim, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Number two, dichui mi'ikara habidich, Rihui. A rejection from the outset of becoming hektish is considered a rejection. Number three, Yesh Dihui Bedamim. There is a law of rejection even for something with only monetary kedusha, such as this animal, which is only partially hektish, even though it did not have kedusha's aguf, physical sanctity. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuzer's Man, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, as two brothers dress up as a Mumer and Shota argued over who had a greater Chiddush. By Dichui, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if one designated a Chattas, Vehimir Das Mechazer Bo, then rebelled against his religion, but later repented, Oyova Nidche Yidche, since the carbon was rejected while he was a Mumer, it remains rejected even after he repented. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that if one designated a carbon, Vinishtata Vechazim Nishtapa, and he became insane but later regained his sanity, since the carbon was disqualified while he was a Shota, it remains disqualified even afterwards. The Gemara presents the Chiddush for each ruling. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be our Daf Yud Gimel. When the Bar Mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of Hiluch, bringing the blood, Shelo Lishma, invalidates, since it can be avoided if one does Shechita right next to the Mizbeach. So when the Bar Mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow. Which reminds the Gemara discusses that Pigo is made with avodos which are ma'akev and with intentions for achilos, consumptions, which are chutz lezmano. So when the Bar Mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, while one of them had his finger in a cup of red liquid, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dipping one's finger into the blood of a chattas pnimis, an inner chattas, to apply it in the requisite places. Two Amoraim separately reported hearing that tevilas etzba mefagelas b'chattas pnimis, dipping one's finger into the blood with pigel intent, causes an inner chattas to become pigel. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss what the meaning is of the pasuk that says that a mincha is like a chattas and an asham? That's on daf. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we discuss? What is the din of halacha done by a zar? That's on daf. Yudalad. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we discuss a case where one shechted a chattas l'shma with the intent to do zrika shelo l'shma, and we have machokas whether machashvin ma'avoda l'avoda? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you learn how Karm Pesach is valid according to Ben Becerra? We learn Laila Ein Mechuser Zman. That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you discuss? What is the din if a chattas chelev was shechted for the sake of a chattas of Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshev? That's on daf. Tess. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you learn the source for La'akev that any chattas sacrificed Shelo Lishma is pasul? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number seven. Which daf to be learned that Shechita Lav Avodahi, that's on daf? Yadalas. Good. Number eight. Which daf to learn that Ben Becerra holds even a Pesach Shelo Lishma on the morning of Erev Pesach is Pasul, that's on daf? Yadalas. Good. Number nine. Which daf to be learned that Reb Shimon agrees that improper machshavos during halacha of Chatos Hapnimios invalidates them, that's on daf? Yidalad. Great. And number 10. Which daf in the source is that each avoda of a chattas must be done l'shma? That's on daf? Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.